at 16th Street in Northern. It's finally hit us. All right. I guess you could call that rain, right? It's more than 10 raindrops in a 1 square foot.
That's enough for a rain day.
Is that drizzle or is that a rain?
That's enough for a rain day. So we're talking air pressure. And as we were finishing the last segment, as it relates to sucking the filter up every time it turns on, you'd mentioned one of the problems that could be is undersized ductwork. Jack at Arizona City's online with that exact problem. So now, where do you take it from here?
Typically, what you would probably do, I mean, if you have a package unit or a unit in your attic space, they have either a drop box or a plenum. And what you do is you tie another duct to that plenum or drop box, and then you'd introduce a new grill. So you would add an entirely new return system, which includes the duct and the filter grill and the boot box and what have you.
So it's not like you have to redo everything. You sometimes can just add a supplemental return.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. There's three components of the return that create pressure. It's the box, the drop box or plenum. Then it's the duct system, the actual duct run, right? The piece of flex or rigid duct system. And then it's the filter grill. So all three of those can create restrictions. So if you just introduce an entirely new run, you effectively upsized everything.
Does that help you, Jack?
Well, do I put two returns on or just another one right side of it? If I pull that filter out of there, every room in the house gets the right flow of air.
By introducing another return, what you're effectively doing is adding more air into the return side, right? It sounds like you have a restriction now that's reducing the amount of air going there. So what it's going to do is the system on a whole is going to have more air on the aggregate, and it's going to distribute more air evenly based on how the duct system's laid out.
All right. Now, look, Jack, I know you're a longtime listener of the show. At RosieOnTheHouse.com, we have built out a referral network for all of you living between Phoenix and Tucson. We call it the Casa Grande Connection. And Desert Sun Cooling and Heating operates out of Casa Grande. They could certainly get there and take a look at the system and analyze it. Give them a ring, 520-466-1489.
We continue south to Marana, stopping at Jim's home. Welcome. How can we help you?
I heard you guys talking about windows earlier. And I was wondering, is that something you should consider first before going to replace your air conditioning units? It sounded like you guys said that that's the way you should go first.
It depends on what your goals are, Jim. Here's the thing. When you size an air conditioning unit, you take into consideration the windows, the walls, everything else. If you change any of those elements, you're going to change the requirement of the cooling. So if you make a lot of improvements to make your house need less air conditioning and you've already replaced your air conditioning, you could effectively make it oversized.
Absolutely. We used to, early in the 90s, before we would do an air conditioning, we would redo the window package, effectively downsize the AC. In many cases, the reduced equipment was paying for a portion of the window. But it's a case-by-case analysis. You're exactly right.
And the statement earlier was that the biggest source of heat loss to your home is your windows.
Yeah.
Well, you could put, a quadruple pane window on, and it's still the most, the biggest point of void. You could have the most energy-efficient window made on planet Earth with screens and awnings and drapes and everything on both sides, and it's still the weakest point.
It's still your weakest link.
So. Yeah.
I would slightly disagree with you, gentlemen. The windows have the lowest insulation value from that standpoint. You're 100% right. But every house is different. Some houses have a ton of load on the walls. Some have a ton of load on windows. Some have a ton of load on ductwork. It's just how it lays out.
Case by case.
The birth of the home energy industry for this reason.
Right.
Every case is unique.
We're going to try and sneak in one last call.
You want it? All right, let's bring Scott into the conversation. Welcome,
real
sir.
Real quick, Scott.
Oh, hey. I put a new air conditioner on the house like 3 years ago. And during the winter, every time I walk underneath the return, I feel cold air coming down. And when I called the company up, they said, oh, that's just normal. You should feel cold air. And I was like, I don't think I should be. And I popped my head up there and I couldn't find any holes or anything. So I'm just wondering what the deal is.
Your return air is the place of greatest negative pressure, right? So that's if you have a 4-ton, you're moving 1,600 cubic feet of air per minute in that location. And so if you have any sort of hole, whether that be you know, half an inch around the return itself, or if you have a recessed can or something that might be a penetration in the attic, you're probably pulling the attic air into your return, and that's probably what you're feeling.
And we should be near zero pressure differential. The fact that he's feeling a draft there at all, I got the impression he's feeling a draft there when the unit's not running.
I was under the impression when it was running. He said when the heater
which
was
running. Is it, Scott, running or not running?
When it's not running.
Okay.
You feel a draft when it's not running?
Right.
We've got something wrong with the return air plenum.
Hot air rises, the cold air fall.
You may have a convection lift.
Hang on. We'll finish taking your question off air because we're running up against the very top of the end of the show here. 3 hours designed for you, the Arizona homeowners. It's our goal and objective and everything we do here to become your best friend. If you've been entertained, educated, or uplifted in this entire three-hour program, we'd only ask you to do us one small favor. Pay it forward. Find somebody that needs to be encouraged and uplifted, and do it. See you next Saturday, 8 o'clock.
Happy trails to you.